From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick's away. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates. Coming up, how French Muslims react to President Chirac's announcement that religious clothing should be banned in schools and workplaces. But first, U.S. Envoy James Baker reports to President Bush today on the progress of his mission to reduce Iraq's massive debt burden. Baker visited France, Germany, Italy, Russia, and Britain this week and persuaded their governments to help relieve Iraq's $120 billion tab. Joining us now from New Orleans to discuss Baker's trip is Lex Riefel, a guest scholar at the Brookings Institution and author of Restructuring Sovereign Debt, The Case for Ad Hoc Machinery. Hi, Mr. Riefel.
Hello.
Tell us, when Baker set off on this trip, France, Germany, and Russia had just learned that they were barred from bidding on certain U.S. finance reconstruction contracts for Iraq. Some said they might refuse to help the U.S. on this debt issue. So how did Baker persuade them to cooperate? Was there any payback there?
In my opinion, they didn't have much choice. These obligations stand in the way of doing new business with Iraq, with the new government of Iraq, and it's in everybody's interest to get them sorted out, to get them resolved, to get them settled so that the new business can be done.
How did the fact that for these countries, most of them might never get their money back play into their decisions?
Well, I think you're exaggerating the situation a bit, because if you look at how these kinds of situations have been settled and resolved in the past, there are very few cases where absolutely nothing has been gotten. There's been usually a settlement at some small number of cents on the dollar. Maybe, in this case, I can imagine settlement anywhere in the range of 5 cents on the dollar to 15, 20 cents on the dollar. But it's also important for people who are trying to understand the significance of this this set of issues to understand that there are different kinds of debt. The write-downs on some parts of the debt will be greater than the write-downs on other parts of the debt.
Then the assumption is that the U.S. is going to such extraordinary lengths to help out Iraq, in part because there may be payback in the future, but also because this does, as you said, stand in the way of conducting new business in the future.
The possibilities for settling this have to take into account the entire financial system and the precedents in the financial system, the structure of the financial system. This is not a case that can be approached by itself. In other words, the way these kinds of cases have been handled before are relevant, and the implications for how this case is handled for future cases is relevant. In other words, the countries, the governments that get together and have to decide what to do with the Iraqi debt can't simply give it all up, because then this would set a terrible precedent for other cases of governments, regime change, where there might be pressure to write all of that off. But also, even domestically, there might be people who say, well, look, what you did in Iraq, you wrote off all their debt, so why don't you write off all our debt, like the farmers, for example.
Lex Riefel worked for the U.S. Treasury Department and authored the book Restructuring Sovereign Debt, The Case for Ad Hoc Machinery. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.